Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Ramadol, the fourth parak HaShalech. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three dafs we're going to focus on, number one, on the previous daf, Rav Nachman ruled that if one violated Rav Gamliel's decree to void a get only in the presence of the wife or Shaliach, the get is nonetheless void. This indicates that Rav Nachman is unconcerned with upholding the power of Beis Din and seems to contradict another ruling of his, for we learn. Shmuel said, Yesomim Shabal Lachuk Benichse Avihen, orphans who are minors who come to divide their father's estate. Basin Mamidin Lehen Apitropus, Uborin Lehen Chilk Yafe. Basin appoints an agent for each of them who choose a favorable portion for them. Shmuel concluded, Higdilu Yachon Limchos. When they become adults, they can protest the original settlement and demand a new division. Rav Nachman says they cannot. Deim ken makoch Basin Yafe. For if they can, what good is the power of Basin? So clearly, Rav Nachman is concerned with protecting the power of Beis Din. The Gemara answers, Hasmamona hachi isura. There, in the case of orphans, it's a monetary matter, where Beis Din's power is absolute because hefker Beis Din hefker. But here, regarding voiding a get in the absence of his wife, it's a matter of prohibition, and unless they would take the drastic step to uproot the original marriage, the get is voided. Point number two, the Gemara relates that Gidu Bar Yilai sent a get to his wife with the shaliach. His wife told the shaliach to come back the next day, and when the shaliach reported that to Gidu, he exclaimed, Baruch HaTov V'Hameiti, blessed is he who is good and does good. Abai said that although he demonstrated his relief that the get was not delivered, the get is not void, and the shaliach may give the get. Rava said the get is void. The Gemara explains that Abai holds Gilia died to begit to love Milsihi. A show of intent is not significant enough to void a get, and Rava holds it is. Among other proofs proposed, Abai quoted an incident of a get given on condition that the husband does not return within 30 days. He became unable to cross the river and called out, Chazu Dasai, see that I have come. Shmuel ruled the get effective since he didn't come. Even though he clearly indicated he did not want the divorce, the get was ruled valid and the show of intent was insufficient to void the get. Rava can respond that the husband never actually indicated a wish to void the get itself. He attempted to fulfill his condition of returning, which he did not. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Barishona haya mishana shmo ushma. Originally, one would change the husband's name and the wife's name, meaning that for people who are called by different names in different places, their get would be written only with the name used in the place of writing. Shemi ro b'shemi ro, or change his city's name or her city's name, meaning in addition to writing the name of the city where the get was written, they would write the name of the city where they lived, and if it had multiple names, they wrote the name by which it is known in the place where the get was written. Hiskin, Ram Gamliel Azakin, she a kos of each pony, v'kos shum she eshlo. Ram Gamliel Azakin decreed that one must write pony and every name that he has, and do the same for his wife as well as their cities. This decree was mifnei tikkun olam, for societal benefit, because people who know one of the parties by a different name will think she's not divorced, and their subsequent children are mamzerim. Ravashi added, v'hudis chazik b'trei shmei. This requirement is only if it's established that he has two names. A brice is brought in his support. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rav Nachman ruled that if one violated Ram Gamliel's decree to void a get only in the presence of the wife or shaliach, the get is nonetheless void. This indicates Rav Nachman is unconcerned with upholding the power of Beis Din and seems to contradict another ruling of his. For we learn, Shmuel said, Yesomim Shabal Lachuk Benichse Avihen, orphans who are minors who come to divide their father's estate. Basin Mamidin Lehen Apitropus, Uborin Lehen Chilk Yafe. Basin appoints an agent for each of them who choose a favorable portion for them. Shmuel concluded, Higdilu Yachon Limchos. When they become adults, they can protest the original settlement and demand a new division. Rav Nachman says they cannot. Deim ken makoch Basin Yafe. For if they can, what good is the power of Basin? So clearly, Rav Nachman is concerned with protecting the power of Beis Din. The Gemara answers, Hasmamona hachi isura. There, in the case of orphans, it's a monetary matter, where Beis Din's power is absolute because hefker Beis Din hefker. But here, regarding voiding a get in the absence of his wife, it's a matter of prohibition, and unless they would take the drastic step to uproot the original marriage, the get is voided. Point number two, the Gemara relates that Gidu Bar Yilai sent a get to his wife with the shaliach. His wife told the shaliach to come back the next day, and when the shaliach reported that to Gidu, he exclaimed, Baruch HaTov V'Hameiti, blessed is he who is good and does good. Abai said that although he demonstrated his relief that the get was not delivered, the get is not void, and the shaliach may give the get. Rava said the get is void. The Gemara explains that Abai holds Gilead died to begit to love Milsihi. A show of intent is not significant enough to void a get, and Rava holds it is. Among other proofs proposed, Abai quoted an incident of a get given on condition that the husband does not return within 30 days. He became unable to cross the river and called out, Chazu Dasai, see that I have come. Shmuel ruled the get effective since he didn't come. Even though he clearly indicated he did not want the divorce, the get was ruled valid, and the show of intent was insufficient to void the get. Robert can respond that the husband never actually indicated a wish to void the get itself. He attempted to fulfill his condition of returning, which he did not. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Rishona hayimashana shmo ushma. Originally, one would change the husband's name and the wife's name, meaning that for people who are called by different names in different places, their get would be written only with the name used in the place of writing. Shemi ro b'shemi ro, or change his city's name or her city's name, meaning in addition to writing the name of the city where the get was written, they would write the name of the city where they lived, and if it had multiple names, they wrote the name by which it is known in the place where the get was written. Hiskin, Ram Gamliel Azakin, she a kos of each pony, v'kosh shum sheyeshlo. Ram Gamliel Azakin decreed that one must write pony and every name that he has, and do the same for his wife as well as their cities. This decree was mifnei tikkun olam, for societal benefit, because people who know one of the parties by a different name will think she's not divorced, and their subsequent children are mamzerim. Ravashi added, v'hudis chazik b'trei shmei. This requirement is only if it's established that he has two names. A brice is brought in his support. Alright, so now we get our simmer daf lamed dalet, and our standard simmon is a ladder. A ladder. So here goes. The adult orphan sitting on green ladders, protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate, heard a man down below express relief when a shliach returned with his wife's get because she said to come the next day, and saw that the get would have been valid because it included all five of the man's names. Once again, in slow motion. The adult orphan sitting on green ladders. Ladders? That must be more daf. Lamed Dalet. The adult orphan sitting on green ladders, protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate, which reminds us, Shmuel said that Yosomim, who are minors, who come to divide their father's estate, Basin appoints an apotropos for each of them who choose a favorable portion for them. Shmuel concluded when they become adults, they can protest the original settlement and demand a new division. Rav Nachman says they cannot, deem can, makoch Basin Yafet. For if they can, what good is the power of Basin? Rav Nachman is concerned here with protecting the power of Basin because in the case of orphans, it's a monetary matter, where Basin's power is absolute because of Hefker, Basin, Hefker. So the adult orphan sitting on green ladders protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate, heard a man down below express relief when the shliach returned with his wife's get, because she said to come the next day, which reminds the Gemara, the Gidu Bari Uli sent a get to his wife with the shliach. His wife told the shliach to come back the next day, and when the shliach reported this to Gidu, he exclaimed, Baruch Hatov Bahameitiv, blessed is he who is good and does good. Abai said that although he demonstrated his relief that the get was not delivered, the get is not void, and the shliach may give the get. Rav said the get is void. The Gemara explains that Abai holds Gilui Yadai to begit to love Milsi, a show of intent is not significant enough to avoid a get, and Rav holds it is. So the adult orphan sitting on green ladders protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate, heard a man down below express relief when his shliach returned with his wife's get, because she said to come the next day, and saw that the get would have been valid because it included all five of the man's name, which reminds us, Rav Gamliel Hazakin decreed that one must write plony and every name that he has, and do the same for his wife as well as their cities. The decree was mifnei tikkun olam, for societal benefit, because people who know one of the parties by a different name will think she's not divorced, and their subsequent children are mamzerim. So once again, the adult orphan sitting on green ladders protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate, heard a man down below express relief when a shliach returned with his wife's get, because she said to come the next day, and saw that the get would have been valid because it included all five of the man's names. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Lamed. So the simmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed. So here goes. The children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe. Rebbe? That must be on Daf Lamed. Melamed. The children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen, saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. Which reminds the Gemara brings three explanations for how one is able to lend money to a Kohen with the agreement to keep his Truma for himself as payment. So the children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen, saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. We're surprised that he collected from the Kohen's heirs when he passed away, since the loan was made in Beis Din, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the loan and arrangement were made in Beis Din and the borrower died, the lender can continue to collect his loan from the Truma without the heir's permission. So the children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. We're surprised that he collected from the Kohen's heirs when he passed away, since the loan was made in Beis Din. And then he told his neighbor the Levi, my father told me before he died that Miser of yours is in my possession, which meant the Levi must separate Truma's Miser because the amount wasn't specified, which reminds us. Rav Ashi explains that if Yisrael told the Levi, my father told me that Maaser of yours or your father's is in my possession. Because the amount was not specified, we can assume the father did not separate his Shemus Maaser before dying, and the Levi must separate it. But if the father told him that he has a Korb Maaser in his possession, we are not concerned about his Shemus Maaser. Since its volume is defined, its owner certainly prepared it for use by separating Shemus Maaser. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph is associated with the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. Judge Green, judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law, judge. Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Trumas Maasers to separate, which reminds us, we learn from the Pasuk, V'nechshav Chem Trumas Chem, and your Truma shall be reckoned to you, B'shei Trumas Akasim Adabra. The Pasuk speaks of two Trumas, Truma and Trumas Maasers, and K'shem Shet Truma Gadol, and he tells Ba'omet, and just as standard Truma is taken off by estimation, Uba Machshava, and it may be mentally designated without physical or verbal designation, Kach Trumas Maasers, and he tells Ba'omet, Uba Machshava, so may Trumas Maasers be taken off by estimation, even though there is a required percentage. And just as the produce owner has the right to separate standard truma, so may the produce owner separate trumas meiser, although the meiser itself belongs to the Levi and not him. So Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Trumas Maasers to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate for Trumas and Maaser was missing, which reminds us, one who sets aside other produce to separate Truma and Maaser with him for his other produce, he can separate with them with the assumption that they still exist, im abdu, if they were discovered to be lost, and it's unknown when they became lost, he must be concerned about 24 hours according to Rabbi Elazar. Amoraim disagree about this time frame of Me'ez La'ez. So Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Trumas Maaser to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate for Truma and Maaser was missing, when all of a sudden a strong east wind blew, blowing his white wig off his head, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the power of the east wind. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Zimmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab. Lab? That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientist at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab, observing a husband tell his wife he is voiding the get he sent her before it arrives, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, HaShalich Get Le'ishta, one who sends a get to his wife with the shalich. And he met the shalich or sent another shalich after him. And he said to him, Batuhu, the get which I gave you is void. It's void. Similarly, if he met his wife or sent the shliach to her and told her to get his batel before it reached her, it is void. So the scientist at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab, observing a husband tell his wife he's voiding the get he sent her before it arrives, gave the man a green check when he said batelhu instead of pasuhu, which reminds us, it was taught in Brice, if one says batelhu, iifshibo, it is void, or I do not want it, the rabbi kayamim, his words are effective and the get is void. Pasuhu, eno get, lomar klum, but if he said it's invalid or it's not a get, he has said nothing. The former expressions declare the get void henceforth, whereas the latter are describing the get as invalid, which it is not. The Gemara clarifies that the word batel can also mean something was void instead of becoming void. It all depends on context. So the scientist at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab, observing a husband tell his wife he is voiding the get he sent her before it arrives, gave the man a green check when he said batelhu instead of pasuhu, and congratulated him on attaining a high score when he used the get again to divorce her, since he only voided the shlichus, which was verbal, and not the get, which was written, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Chozu umagarjbo or eno chozu umagarjbo? Can he again divorce with the get, or can he not again divorce with it? Rashi explains the question to be whether the get itself was voided and is unusable, or merely the shliach was voided and the get is still valid. The halacha accords with the Rav Nachman, who said he can use the get again. Although the husband successfully voided the shlichus, which was a mere verbal appointment, he did not void the get since it was created through an act of writing. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. And the pirate with the green peg leg. A peg leg pirate? That must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, which reminds us, we have Machlokes whether Rav Gamliel is Tikkun Olam, that one cannot void a get except in the presence of the wife or Shalech, was out of concern of Mamzerim or Agunos. So the pirate with the green peg leg who was told by the captive basin that he was only permitted to avoid his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be Mavatal the get in their presence in violation of their decree, which reminds us, it was taught in a Bryce, Rebbe says, Batul Mavuto, if the husband voided the get before a basin and not in his wife's or Shliach's presence in violation of the decree, it is voided. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the get isn't voided, Shim ken makoch basin yafe, for if it is, what good is the power of basin whose decree can be ignored? The Gemara wonders how a get, which biblically speaking has been voided, can possibly affect a divorce based on a rabbinical decree declaring it valid. It explains, called the Mekadosh had died to the Rabbanim Mekadosh. Whoever marries, marries according to the rabbi's will. That is, it's made conditionally to conform with rabbinical law. Lafkin Rabbanim Kedushim Ineh, and the rabbis to enforce their decree uproot the marriage retroactively. So the pirate with the green peg leg who was told by the captive basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be mevatel the get in their presence in violation of their decree, was informed that since he asked 10 shluchim to write and sign the get, even if he had done it in the presence of the two that wrote the get, he couldn't be mevatel unless they're all present, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braitza, Amr Lassar Kisu Get Leishti, one who said to 10 people, write a get for my wife, where any of them can write it and any two of them can sign it. Rabbi says, Yachu Avato Zeh Shel Bifnei Zeh, he's able to void the authority of some of them in the absence of the others. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says he cannot void any Shaliach unless they're all present. Two explanations of the Machlokas are given. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf of Machlokas, if the husband voided the get in front of Beis Din and not in his wife's presence, whether the get is batal? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf of Machlokas, whether Gilead died to begit the Milsihi, a show of intent to void the get, is enough to void the get? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number 3. Which stuff he went if one lost produce set aside to separate Truma and Meiser from other produce? If he doesn't know when it was lost, he must be Choshesh. Me'ez le'ez, that's on Dav. Amadav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff he went that even though the husband voided the get, he can use it again to divorce her since his words only voided the Shlichus, not the writing of the get? That's on Dav. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of the Rabban Gamliel Hazaken was Metaken that all the husbands and wives' names should be written in the get? That's on Duff. Lamed Daled. Good. Number 6. Which Duff do we have Machlokes whether the husband can void some of the shluchim that were appointed as part of a group of 10 in the absence of the others? That's on Duff. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss? If a Yisrael told a Levi, my father told me that Meiser of yours or your father's is my possession, whether the Levi must separate Trumas Meiser? That's on Dav. Lamed. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss? Whether adult Yisomim can later protest how their apotropsim divided up their father's estate when they were minors? That's on Dav. Lamed Daled. Good. Number 9. Which daf of Machlokes whether Rabban Gamliel's Tikkun Olam was out of concern for Mamzerim or Agunos? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss what happens to successive shluchim of a get if the first shliach dies? That's on daf Chavtas. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhorn Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.